time to Follow the Money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Hey, tennis back in full swing. Bet Rivers is every shot covered with live betting opportunities on every point. Instant results in the most live streams of tennis matches in the world. As always, get a $250 match bonus, fastest payouts, only one-time playthrough at Bet Rivers. Your hometown sports book must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable New Jersey as play Sugar House. Good day yesterday. The hockey. How about the golf? Good sweat there with the golf, and Coke Rack almost had the hole in one. Well, almost took me out right away.
How about first round leader?
Good action. Neiman came out of nowhere. Close strong.
Neiman closed with an eagle.
Yeah.
And then Coke Rack finished strong. The guy sitting at in first all by himself, it's like, okay, if I bet that guy, now you had to do a three-way share.
And Indy Jeff, one of his picks, cut maker Jeff on Twitter, was Berger. And Berger bogeyed one of them on the back nine, but he's six under.
Yeah.
He would have been. So it was funny because the wind was okay. No wind early on, and then the wind kicked up late, but so you were better off if you were getting in there early.
Well, I know he's sick because he also liked Adam Scott, and he talked about him on Wednesday. I bet Adam Scott, I think at 48-1, he missed four putts inside 5 feet yesterday.
Are you kidding?
No.
My God.
That's just, you want to break your remote when you're watching that kind of stuff.
I'm more on the first touchdown of the game. How about the late game Sunday? This is fun because Brady, in the first game of the season, remember, Circa put that prop up in the summer, over under 1.5 rushing yards for Brady. Yeah, first drive of the year, he had a touchdown. He's 30-1 in that game, and he did it against the Saints.
He did it twice on the season.
Uh-huh. Fournette's 10. You can make a case for a lot of guys with Tampa. Even though we only had one target, I still think you'll look at Gronk if they're inside the 5 or 10, although it's been, you know, a lot of that's been Evans. But I still wouldn't be surprised if you have Gronk with play action inside the 2 or 3.
I mean, look at Tampa Bay's first touchdown scorers on the season. Antonio Brown, Godwin, Gronk, Fournette, Scotty Miller, Jones, Evans, Brait.
Ooh.
That's eight different guys right there. And that's the last 8 weeks, by the way. And so here's the thing about Tampa Bay. The trying to find like an angle. Are they great at maybe getting the ball first and driving right down and scoring first? In weeks 1 through 5, Tampa Bay scored the first touchdown of the game by 5 different players. Weeks 6 through 15, including the bye, Tampa Bay allowed the first touchdown of the game.
Mm.
5 times to a wide receiver, 3 times to a running back. And then in week 16 through the wild card round, Tampa Bay scored first with Gronk, Godwin, and Brown. There is zero consistency here to it. They spread it all the way around.
They're slow starters, though.
Yeah.
That's one thing you can't ignore. I mean, they can't get off to a slow start here on Sunday. And it's a tough matchup to begin with. And I think all the numbers on them defensively are phony. I mean, Football Outsiders are telling you this is the second best team in the league.
Yep.
I don't buy it.
I know. I'm with you on that. NHL from last night, it went over the Grand Salami again. When you have scores of 5-2, 4-3, 4-3, 5-2, 4-3, 6-4.
Capitals, baby. That was a fun game.
That was
first
nuts.
Period over, no problem. Game over. That was fun. Yeah.
Every period went over.
This in-play is so fun with that. Who's going to get the next goal? Will they go over 1.5 in every period?
Right.
Will the team score in every period? Now, today's weird. You know, what do we do now with a lot of these back-to-backs or rematches here with how the schedule shapes up? And now we get backup goalies involved tonight.
Yeah, and we get, by the way, game 2 between the Blackhawks and the Lightning.
Yes.
And how bloody that was in their first game 2 nights ago.
Oh, boy.
All right, Follow the Money here. Up next, Adam Chernoff's going to join the program. He called the Colts last week, plus the points. Almost got there on the money line. He told us he's going heavy on a team this week. That's coming up next.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees is 5-2 all-time against Tom Brady, including 2 victories this season in Week 1, 34-23 in New Orleans, and Week 9 at Raymond James Stadium, 38-3. Saints laying 3 against Tampa Bay in their NFC Divisional Round matchup on Sunday, the total 52. Packers a 6-point home favorite against the Rams. The Browns are plus 9.5 at Kansas City. Bills laying 2.5 against the Ravens. In the NBA today, the Knicks losers of 4 straight, a 2.5-point road favorite at Cleveland. Boston laying 3.5 at home with Orlando. In the NHL, Blues plus 120 at the Avalanche. Another big NFL playoff weekend is coming up, plus daily hoops and tennis betting action, and the NHL drops a puck this week. Get all the VSiN's insights as an all-access subscriber. Subscribe today at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Senna.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
Welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard here on a busy Football Friday live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. And every Friday at this time during the football season, Adam Chernoff joins the program. He is excellent on the NFL. You can subscribe to his podcast. It's called The Simple Handicap. As always, Adam, thanks so much for the time today. How are you?
Doing well. You guys have me laughing as you brought up that Chiefs bet from a year ago in the break there. Kind of made me chuckle a year ago this weekend.
Well, that was, you were huge on the Chiefs last year at this time. And I can't imagine what that was like in your house, right? Down 24-0. You're like, what is happening? And then in like 30 minutes, they had the lead.
Yeah, I always remember walking in and the wife gave me the look in the kitchen. What's going on? I said, well, it's not going well. And she, well, how bad can it be? I go, oh, it's pretty bad. And then at halftime, it wasn't even an issue. So it worked out pretty well. But good bet to remember.
Hey, Bill O'Brien got involved. That's all you need to know.
Yeah,
that's good.
So let's begin with the first game of the weekend. It is the Rams playing in Lambeau against the Packers. You told us that you're heavy on one side here. Tell us which side, and then if you want to, go ahead. How do you see this whole, Adams versus Ramsey matchup playing out?
All right, we'll touch on that in a second. Yep. But love the Packers, -6.5. Love this spot. And look, like this season, scoring is at a record high, 24.5 points per game scored by teams. Average total higher than we've ever seen it close over the course of the season, 49.5 points. Quarterbacks are audibling at the line of scrimmage without any issues. It's just an offensive onslaught from week 1 to week 17. We get to the playoffs, and all we can talk about, the Rams' number one scoring defense. That's all we're hearing this week, the Rams' defense. Not Aaron Rodgers in the number one rated offense, not Aaron Rodgers in the number one scoring offense. It's the issues that they're going to have with this Rams' defense. And my question is the Rams defense overshadowing their lack of offensive performance? And so look, Rams, number one scoring defense, they're a great defense. We're not going to take that away from them. But how much of their schedule benefits them from timing? So over the course of the season, they've played the seventh easiest schedule of opposing passers. But if you look at some of the timing of these games, they played five games against teams who had a quarterback starting who is either no longer the starter or was making the first start of the season or career for their team. When they played the Eagles, it was Carson Wentz, no longer a starter. When they played Washington, it was Kyle Allen, no longer a starter. When they played Chicago, it was Nick Foles, no longer a starter. When they played Miami, it was Tua, first ever start in his career. When they played San Francisco, it was Mullins, no longer a starter. And then when they played Arizona down the stretch, it was Streveler, first start in his career. So the Rams defense has been great, but they've benefited a lot from quarterbacks in weird positions for the teams that I think makes their schedule look even easier than the already seventh ranked ease of schedule that they have. So if this is a number one Rams defense, that maybe we adjust it to like seventh or eighth. And if that's the narrative coming into the week, maybe we're talking about the fact that 3 weeks ago, this Rams team lost outright to the New York Jets. Down the stretch in the season, the last three games, including the playoff game last week, they've averaged just 4.6 yards per play. Maybe we're talking about their starting quarterback 3 weeks removed from thumb surgery that's going into Lambeau on the road to play the Packers, who are off a bye, where the bye holds more value this week than any other week prior in NFL playoff history, because there's only one of them per conference. Bye teams in the divisional rounds win games at a 12% higher rate than any other playoff home team does. How high is that rate this season? Does that increase because there's only one bye? Does that increase due to all the circumstances? Cooper Kupp is banged up as well. And maybe we're talking about this Packers defense that down the stretch in the second half of the season, they were number one in EPA since week 9, and albeit against an easy schedule too. But like maybe there's a little more emphasis on this team that for the course of the season, they finished 12th in passing success rate defense and have some terrific corners of their own. And so like I watched the Rams last week struggle to move the football. Goff had to use his offhand to hand it off, only completed three passes all game against the terrible Seahawks secondary, more than 7 yards down the field. And now he's going on the road in Lambeau to play the number one scoring offense in the L, number one NFL EPA offense. And this is a Packers team that ever since they got LaFleur, there's been this emphasis on the script They've been terrific in the first half. They've been terrific in the first quarter. They get off to a very hot start. They've averaged just about 3 touchdowns per game in the first half. And the Rams defense, bottom 10 in the league when it comes to preventing first half scoring. So there's so many things working here in favor of the Packers. And to touch on that Ramsey point, he only shadowed Metcalf 60% of snaps in the 3 games against Seattle. It's being made out like he's shutting down all these receivers. Adams plays a lot from the slot. There's a good chance that the Rams try double him, put Ramsey somewhere else. I don't know why we're talking so much about a specific corner matchup in order to bet an underdog here getting the points. Like, I don't get it. I think there's a ton of value here with the Packers at less than 7. At 6.5, I am just drooling over this number. Very happy to take them. I've already bet them pretty heavy, and I think they win quite comfortably. So very pleased to get this number with Green Bay.
Drooling. Okay, drooling. Yeah. Well, yeah, but when he's on these guys, they don't do anything. The question is, well, how many times will he be on Adams? That's the interesting handicap here. And
I don't think it's very high.
Okay, very good. Okay, so last week you had the Ravens. They get the money, and you also went against the Bills. You had Colts money line and Colts plus the points. You should have cashed both. They couldn't stop the Colts rushing attack. The Colts left a lot of points on the board. What do you think now with the Buffalo, a small favorite at home against the Ravens, and you have that future ticket on the Ravens still?
Yeah, still sitting on the future. I'll tell you what's very interesting about this. So a lot of books posted the number after Baltimore beat Tennessee, sort of assuming the Browns' loss on Sunday Night Football. And so we saw the Ravens at 2 very prominent offshore sports books open as 4.5-point underdogs to the Chiefs. And that was immediately bet down to 4. And then it got to 3.5 at the time they took the games off the board when Cleveland scored 3 touchdowns in the matter of a few minutes against Pittsburgh. And they said, wait a minute, we might not actually see this matchup. And so it was interesting to see the Ravens take money against the Chiefs. But here in this situation, it's actually been the Bills taking money as we're up to 3 at those same books. So we're looking at really sort of the Ravens being priced equally or very close to, with sort of half the value of 3, depending where you look at the offshores, between 3 and 3.5. We're looking at them priced like very equally facing both the Chiefs and what that line was assumed to be, as well as what we're seeing them now against the Bills. And like, sure, there's some limits and stuff to come into that, but like the books were taking reasonable wagers at that time last Sunday. So like, I think that that was meaningful. So I think that this number is stretched out just a little bit, because I don't think anyone's necessarily going to agree with that. I certainly don't. What also interests me, I guess, a little bit from this matchup is throughout the course of the season this year, as well as many seasons past, anytime there's that misleading box score that goes the way of one team, and then the next week they're playing a team that sort of had it go the other way, we tend to see the movement favor that one team pretty heavily. And so Baltimore, for example, they outgained Tennessee by 210 yards. They dominate yards per play. They only win by 7. They trailed by 10, so that game gets viewed a little bit differently. But like, if you look through the box score, that was a very dominating performance by Baltimore. And the Colts arguably had, like, for the most part, everything work against them, from Reich's play calling to all the breaks within the game, but still put up enormous numbers against Buffalo. That game could have potentially looked a lot differently. But like, as soon as this market opened, it was just money for Buffalo, and has been support for the Bills essentially all week, pulling this number up a little bit closer to 3, a little dip earlier, but still we're at that point now where it's been Buffalo money consistently. I don't necessarily agree with that. And so if you're looking at a 3, if you can get like a -115 with Baltimore, I think there's certainly value there. And I think it may look a little bit different than anticipated, as like the big weakness for Buffalo is defending tight ends and coverage over the middle of the field. Yeah. And I think that's a spot where Baltimore can really exploit them. And it's going to be Lamar targeting tight ends. It's going to be routes over the middle. And something else worth noting is the thing being tossed around this week is the Bills and McDermott had that blueprint to beat the Ravens, and the Titans used it. The Ravens switched up a lot of their offensive blocking scheme the last 6 weeks of the season. They went from a very zone-based approach to a gap-specific approach, and we've seen their offense skyrocket because of that. And so the Titans slowed them down a touch last week, but if conditions play into it, I think they might have a little bit more success than sort of being anticipated against this McDermott team, despite him being able to shut them down late last season and many teams taking that approach, because they've changed up quite a bit offensively. So I think that that number is a little bit wider than it should be. So I'm happy to stick with the value on the futures, but if you see Baltimore at 3, that's worth a bet.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest is Adam Chernoff. Download, subscribe to his podcast. It's called The Simple Handicap. Let's move on to Sunday here. It was not pretty the first two times that the Buccaneers and the Saints met. That 38-3 performance by the Saints was incredible in that primetime game a couple of months back. They're laying 3 at home now in the third game here between these two teams. Who do you like here between, you know, Brady and Breeze as they're, you know, in their 40s now?
I'll take Bucs on the money line. If you can get plus 145, plus 50, that's a terrific price. The thing with Tampa Bay all season long was Brady and the continuity and the timing and being on the same page with the receivers. And it was a struggle for the majority of the season. They had the late season bye in week 13. And going into the bye, Brady was very adamant about how useful the bye week was going to be because they just had Antonio Brown on the roster for a couple of weeks. He was going to spend it all getting in sync with his receivers, finding that timing that they couldn't find for the majority of the season. Coming out of the bye, not only Brady, all the receivers said this bye was absolutely terrific for all of us. This was a huge time to have the bye. What have they done coming out of the bye? Well, they've scored 26, 31, 47, 44, and 31 points. 6.2, 7.6, 8.4, 7.6, and 7.1 yards per play, all way above their season average of 6.0 yards per play. And sure, they've faced an easy schedule down the stretch, but they have risen the bar so much higher than the expectations, which were already high on them based on their season-long numbers up to that point. And I really think coming out of the bye, that matters a lot. And of the wild card weekend, the thing that impressed me the most was how the Buccaneers offensive line was able to slow down that Washington front. And they were doing it without Kappa, their guard, who's going to be missing for this game as well. But what they did was incorporate Gronkowski, who's a terrific blocking tight end, into that offensive line to give a little bit of support, but also give Brady a little bit extra time. And the deep ball has really come around for the Buccaneers the last 7 weeks. They finished number one in explosive pass rate from week 12 onward at 17%. That's the highest mark in the NFL. The one spot that the Saints have really, really struggled all season defending the explosive pass. They've been very vulnerable against the deep ball. And any time that the Saints have had to face an offense inside the top 12 for offensive efficiency, there's been 7 cases of that. They've allowed almost 28 points per game. That's a stark contrast from the Saints defense, which has allowed just 15 points to all other opponents rated 13th or worse in offensive efficiency. So they've been very good against the weak opponents, have really struggled against the top offensive opponents. I think this is a spot where the Buccaneers need to be treated a little bit differently. They've found something on offense coming out of the bye. They look fantastic. I think the deep ball is certainly in play. One of the sharpest moves all week has been on this over. That's very real. This is going to be a high-scoring game that I think the Buccaneers ultimately win outright.
Excellent. Follow him on Twitter. It's at Adam Chernoff. Again, the podcast is called The Simple Handicap. Love your analysis. Tremendous breakdowns. Good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the games.
Thank you.
You too. So, again, heavy on Green Bay and the breakdown right there on the Buccaneers to win the game outright.
And the Ravens. So this is usually the number one defense beats the number one offense. But we'll see how many times Ramsey's on Adams. But the point is, when he was on Metcalf. Metcalf was targeted 10 times in the 3 matchups. He had 4 for 44. And the 2 matchups against Arizona, Hopkins was targeted 15 times. He had 5 for 48. 10 times they've allowed an opponent, held the opponent to 20 or fewer. But if he only is on Adams a few times, then they double Adams. Who else is going to beat you? I mean, it's a number one defense. What did Seattle do? Nothing in all 3 games. Seattle did nothing. That's a good offense. Not the number one offense, but it's a good offense. At least I have Metcalf and Lockett. So here you have Adams, and if I'm going to double him or put Ramsey on him, or if I double Adams, who else is going to get open and scare you?
I think Tonyan is an option. And what about the running backs out of the backfield?
That could be.
And I think the Packers are going to use, and I'm not saying this because they have the same first name, but the Packers kind of use him already a little bit, like Devontae Smith with Alabama the other night. Like, Adams lines up in the backfield once in a while. He's always going in motion. He'll, like, come across in motion, then he'll cut back the other way once they hike the ball to, you know, cause some ruckus and some confusion amongst the defensive players. So I think they're going to have him all over the field in this game. And, I mean, he is a target monster And he has been, we threw out the word after week 17, uncoverable. Well, now, I mean, again, if you're going to, that's what I don't get, right? The Rams' whole philosophy, if you have the shutdown guy and it's the playoffs and Adams is the best receiver in football right now,
yes,
and he's been unstoppable, don't you put Ramsey on him the entire game?
Yeah.
And then you say, I'm going to make Lazard, I'm going to make Valdes-Scantling beat us?
What's realistic for Goff? What do you expect? The team totals?
Not a lot.
Okay, the team totals 19.5. I would agree with that too. And then do they contain the Rams' rushing attack?
Well, can they get, and, can the defense set up the offense with at least, you know, a turnover, or at least put them in, you know, a good field position a couple of times in this game? Maybe they get a punt return for 35 yards down to the, you know, Green Bay 40, whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm going to bet the under right now, the more I think about it. Goff could struggle. It's going to be cold. And you have Green Bay, where did I put it? Green Bay's number one, and the Rams are fourth in time of possession. I either flipped it. They're both top five. Yeah, Green Bay's number one, and the Rams are fourth in time of possession. Okay.
All right. So it is the divisional round, obviously, of the NFL coming up. It starts tomorrow. We get more games on Sunday. The outright winner here. How about this record? Tremendous ATS. We'll give you those numbers coming up next. Now, and new customers get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's easy. Sign up with the promo code VSIN to claim your exclusive offer. Plus, think you qualify to join the DraftKings VIP program? Enjoy exclusive benefits, promotional offers, top-tier customer support, and personalized contests. Visit DraftKings.com/VSIN to learn more. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and you want help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available to play in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and West Virginia. Must be 21 years or older. For entertainment purposes only, no results guaranteed, void where prohibited, eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. This week's, Point Spread Weekly is always phenomenal, but a look at some of the historical numbers here briefly, Paulie. From Steve Mackinnon, who does a great job putting together Point Spread Weekly, divisional playoff tidbit in this week's piece. In the last 9 playoff seasons, road teams only won 2 of the 4 games once. That was in 2017. In 6 of the years, hosts won 3. In the other 2 years, hosts won. They swept the board. Combined home teams are 28-8 in the last 9 years. Road teams not nearly as successful as they are in the wild card round. And on that note, the outright winner owns a 26-9-1 ATS mark in the last 36 divisional playoff games. The most recent win/no-cover games involved New Orleans, and they've been on both ends of the results in the past 2 years.
The story here going back has been at least one upset and overs. 65% overrun here in the games the last 10 years, and we went through the second-round stink bombs as well. What do you think of the Green Bay defense? 4 of the last 5, they've held the opponent to 16 or fewer.
Yeah, the numbers since, I believe, around week 12, they've been really impressive.
Yeah.
The secondary is really good. You know, everybody's talking about Ramsey. Certainly the Rams don't have a player like Davante Adams. I mean, Kupp is good. He's hurt. Woods is good, but he's not Davante Adams. Jair Alexander is the number one rated cornerback per Pro Football Focus in the entire league. So he's been really, really good this year. Za'Darius Smith was on the injury report yesterday, but he's going to evidently be a full go the way it looks tomorrow. They can get to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Overall, I don't love them. I think they're good enough to be on a Super Bowl winning team, but I don't think they're going to like be the reason why they would win a Super Bowl.
Sack props 4.5 at William Hill. Packers are 10th, Rams are 2nd in sacks.
Yeah.
So what they did against Wilson in the 3 games.
Yeah. Will a one seed go down this week? Will the Packers lose? Will the Chiefs lose? I think both games can be really close. I mean, first of all,
it's probably the same recipe for the take out Tampa, because you know what they're going to do. It's going to be bombs away,
yep.
and Brady's going to throw 40 times. The recipe for the road team is the same in all three games. It's run the ball and chew clock. That's what it is. And keep Allen's been Superman. Mahomes ever played a bad game in his life? I think it's 13-0 touchdown INT ratio at home in the playoffs in his career. And it's the same thing with Goff. You got to establish Akers. You guy's got the thumb surgery and it's going to be cold. You don't want it to be a Goff game, and you want to keep Rodgers off the field too. So I mean, I think it's the same recipe for all three road teams. Just run the ball and try to win. Try to keep it as low scoring as possible and shorten the game.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Don't have the quarterback kill us, right? Don't go out there and make mistakes. We don't want you to throw an INT to take us out of the game. Sure. I mean, a lot of this stuff is so unpredictable.
Well, that's true, too.
Nobody.
You turn it over short. I mean, these guys will make you pay. Look who you're going against with the quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Nobody on the planet predicted what was going to happen in the Browns-Steelers game. Nobody saw that coming, right? 28-0, you get, I mean, come on. Snap like that over Big Ben's head to start the game. But if the Browns can get off to an early start, I think it's going to be a fascinating 3 hours, because I do think that Chubb and Hunt, I think they can have really good, I think Chubb can run the football on this team, and I think Hunt is going to be a special weapon in this game. A revenge game, by the way, for Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, well, they got everyone's best shot, too. You saw that. We talked about it a couple times during the year, that the team, after playing Kansas City, was horrible ATS. But then Kansas City it's been a struggle for 7 weeks in a row. So 8 weeks in a row. They haven't, the Atlanta game, no matter who
sure.
they play, they haven't covered since the Jets in week 8. Think about that.
They couldn't put away the Saints.
No. Couldn't put away Tampa. They had a huge lead in that game.
Should have been swept by the Raiders.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I don't think that number's going back to 10, by the way. Hmm. Came off of 10 yesterday. Maybe, I guess, at a couple of square shops, possibly, in Las Vegas, that could happen. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll continue with divisional round numbers. One seeds again. How great they've been straight up, but not against the spread, going back to 2004. Next.
For the hockey season, our NHL betting guide, 86 pages of insight on teams, players, and trends to watch, analytics, great props, everything you need to bet on hockey all season long. Get it now for only $9.99 at VSiN.com/subscribe. 86 pages. You'll love it. Hello, Canada. You'll love it, hockey fans. $9.99, VSiN.com/subscribe. I thought they would do more day afternoon games because there's no fans. So what's the difference, right? They started with the Flyer game at 2:30 Pacific. I was looking at the schedule coming up. There's once in a while they play an afternoon game. But why not drop the puck early?
And by the way, we'll get back to the NFL. Audible time here in about 10 minutes. You're exactly right. I was thinking about that the other day. You know that we get college basketball games like every day in the morning. I was watching UCLA against Washington State yesterday. I think that game started at like 2 o'clock out here. We get day games all the time. And by the way, to what you said the other night, why we could not get the Maple Leafs and Canadiens game, it was blacked out. Why would any game in a pandemic be blacked out anywhere? Isn't that total nonsense? The whole idea behind the blackout is completely barbaric anyway. It's time to go away and get rid of the stupid thing. But now, still, as we continue with this, you're going to be like, nope, sorry, not available in your area. Okay, good. Smart move. Because you want fewer eyeballs on the game than more. I never understood
that. Good point. Here we go. So now we got a back-to-back. The Capitals just beat the Sabres in an entertaining game, 6-4. The first period went over in 9 minutes. That was an easy winner. And they are 1-10 their last 11 following a win. So now we might get backup goalies with both teams, and we might see it in several games tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And the total here at Circa is, I think it was 6.
That looks right.
Okay. So in Washington, $1.34 I'm seeing in some spots. This is tough now. It's going to be, you know, it's a weird season. It's going to be how the reduced schedule and playing divisional games and what this is going to look like. And I mean, look at the Islanders, right? Took out the Rangers, no problem. Shesterkin was 10-2 last year. That's 3-0 in the first period. The Lightning are 260 against the Blackhawks. Could get backup goalies here. They just played the other day. Tampa's 9-1 last 10 against Chicago.
Okay,
it was misleading. I mean, that score was 5-1 the other night. It could have been a lot worse. And that was 3-0 at the end of one.
So we don't recommend playing parlays. In fact, I rarely play them myself. But I want you to talk me off the ledge here. Talk me out of a Lightning and Maple Leafs parlay tonight. It pays a little bit more than even money. And I'm asking because it would be just fading the teams that are going to be really bad this year out of the gates, right? And we know Chicago is going to be god-awful. We saw that in their first game, and we know it anyway. Oh. And when Jeff Davis comes on the air yesterday, and he works here at Circa, and he's very good on hockey. He gave out the Wild yesterday. And he says that Ottawa has a chance to be as bad as Detroit. That parlay pays a little bit more than even money. Like, early season fade, horrible teams. I'm going to approach this like betting against the Jets and the Jaguars and the NFL, kind of the same thing. All you have to do is pick the losers here, pretty much. And the Blackhawks, I guess, the angle would be they just play the other night. Tampa Bay would show up with their C-minus game thinking that they can blow by them, basically with that kind of a game. And maybe that's a game that loses, I guess.
Yeah, right back with the first period over, I would say, in the Tampa game. I think they can get it themselves, and they can get it in the first 10 minutes. That went over in the first game, although they screwed around for the first nine. But to win, by the way, to win in regulation, Tampa's $1.90. Where'd I put it? Toronto's $1.40. If you don't want to lay the high juice there.
I will tell you this. I think those numbers have been adjusted over the last couple of years. Right? If you're only getting, a 60-cent bargain in regulation.
I don't know what the true number should be. That I didn't look at that till 2 years ago.
Yeah.
3 years ago, what it was.
But I think it used to be almost like a dollar difference.
Well, some books didn't offer it.
Yeah.
It was right. Daniel Agrano was the first guy to point it out about I want to lay to win in regulation. And I know Mr. Poison does it a lot. I like the Avalanche a lot tonight. They're $1.35. Here we go again. Second game against the Blues. They came out, scored the first goal, and then St. Louis took them apart the rest of the way. But all the comments after the game, we thought we could just show up and win, take the ice, no problem. They outworked us. They beat us to loose pucks. I think you get a big effort out of Colorado tonight, and they bounce back and get to 1-1 on the season, $1.40 against the Blues. And you might see a backup goalie here again. I see what the Blues do. And I'm trying to think, would it be, Chicago. If it's not Subban, the Chicago goalie would be making his NHL debut, if I read that right today. So, you got taxi squad. You're supposed to carry three goalies. Yeah. So we're going to see some unique stuff here during the course of the season.
Would you have your goalies be close to each other, like during practice at all? Or would you approach this like NFL coaches were thinking, I don't want my quarterbacks anywhere near each other?
What's close? You're not close to the goalie.
Well, no, I don't want them to like huddle up. I don't want them in meetings together.
Oh, okay.
Whatever the daily routine might be, I would say keep them far apart.
No. Yeah. When I played, I mean, it's just, you do your drills, you do your warm-ups. One guy's on the side, one guy's on the bench, the other guy's in the pipes.
Yeah. I don't want to take the chance of contact tracing, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Well, no, I think that'd be stupid how they would do that.
Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, by the way, this was a good game two nights ago. And it was deadlocked at three before the Flyers scored those three goals. I think it would felt to be in about 5 minutes before they got the win. And this game is basically a pick 'em like it was the other night. Be a nice start to the season here for Philly if they could, take two of the first games right away to start the season against Pittsburgh.
They outshot them. I know you look at some of the high danger chances, but Pittsburgh had more shots on goal, but they were horrible defensively. And they didn't give Jari a lot of help either. And the other thing is, going back to the other game, what does Matt Murray have left? And can they really, what kind of help is he going to get in front of him with Ottawa? As Jeff Davis kind of was saying, Murray could be finished in Ottawa.
Right.
And this could get out of hand. And these high totals with the Maple Leafs. But I got to start. Look at these first period overs again. I think we got to keep looking at these today.
I think so.
They come right back with the Capital game, right? Should be high scoring. Right back with the Lightning. Some of these are difficult to play. I don't know about Colorado and St. Louis. I certainly didn't want to hop on the Bruins game last night either. You don't have Pastrnak and they're defensive-minded and a good defensive team. But I would think the Penguins game, I would think the Blackhawks game, and I would think the
Capitals.
Yes. There you go.
Makes sense.
Maybe the Maple. See, the thing is, the Maple Leafs haven't had strong numbers, but it's priced like they're keep going over.
That's exactly
right. You usually
right.
see like $1.80, $1.90 yep. in some spots with these Toronto first period overs, and that wasn't the case when we had the stats the last couple of years.
Yep. And tomorrow we get some rematches again, back to back here, Toronto and Ottawa tomorrow. We get Boston, New Jersey again. Carolina and Detroit play again tomorrow. That should go well for the Red Wings, huh?
Oh, God.
Again, at one point, the shots on goal last night were 42-12 in favor of the Hurricanes.
What, are you going to put a $3 road favorite up already?
I mean, I don't know.
Grice was unbelievable.
Yeah.
What if they sit him? I mean, he kept him in the game. That should have been 6-0.
Right.
42-12 shots on goal late. Oh, man.
All right, just follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, we'll go over the four games, divisional round numbers, historical numbers here during this weekend. On Follow the Money here on VSiN, it is the Sports Betting Network.
The DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Sign up with promo code VSiN to get your offer. And if you think you're qualified to join the DraftKings VIP program, enjoy exclusive benefits, promotional offers, top-tier customer support, and personalized contests. DraftKings.com/VSiN to learn more. Available to play in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and West Virginia only. Must be 21 years or older. 18 plus in New Hampshire. DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. They are not messing around at Bet Rivers and William Hill. The Tampa first period's already two. I'm out. Two already.
Yeah.
My God. And 1.5, only $1.40 at Bet Rivers in the Capitals game.
Oh.
You saw that game. That game was crazy yesterday. Nuts.
Oh, yes, it was.
Yep.
Every period went over.
And that's how the sport has changed. Open ice. Let the stars play. Get the goons out of the game. Not much fighting. And penalty, power play after power play opportunity.
Yeah, you wouldn't be very good today. By the way, shop around. I'm seeing this from BetterX. He already has Maple Leafs and Senators 2 in the first period.
No.
Over plus $1.05.
A 2 in that game?
A 2 in that game on top of it, yeah.
Oh, man.
Along with Blackhawks Lightning, over 2 is plus 120.
How many games cashed two goals in the first 10? That's a good prop, too.
Yeah.
The Islanders got 2 right away.
I think there was
2 goals right away in the Capitals game.
The Knights led 2-0 right away.
3 minutes in. That was hilarious. A minute into the season. Ah! And there's another one. It scores! And they can't even take the lead at the end of one. And the Edmonton game was hilarious. McDavid scores with 1 second left. And then Carter scores with 3 seconds left to put it over. So the last 5 games on the card, the first period went over, and it went 7-3 for the night.
Yeah.
But a couple of these you're not playing, though.
All right, some of the numbers here, you can find these in Point Spread Weekly, vsin.com/subscribe for the divisional round of the playoffs. Point spreads have proven to be a strong giveaway as to which team should win divisional playoff games. Home favorites of 5.5 points or fewer, or dogs, are only 13-9 straight up and 9-13 ATS since 2006. While those laying 6 points or more are 26-11 straight up, 17-19-1 ATS in that span. The difference is a little over 11%. Double-digit home favorites, which we had with Kansas City before that line move yesterday. We'll see if that number goes back to 10. But double-digit favorites in the divisional round are on a 6-1 straight up and ATS surge. The upset in that group, Tennessee last year against Baltimore. NFC teams, AFC-NFC breakdown, pardon me. AFC home teams are 16-7 straight up, 12-10-1 ATS in the last 23. But NFC hosts are 22-8 straight up and 14-16 ATS since 2006. but they're riding a six-game straight-up winning streak. And number one seeds are 23-11 straight up, but only 21-1 ATS going back to 2004. Some strong numbers for this weekend.
Can it get chalky? Can you avoid the upset? You know, we'll see. The Ravens winning wouldn't be a surprise, and I guess, you know, based on the point spread, I'd be surprised, but based on the point spread, Tampa winning wouldn't be a surprise either. But would one of the one seeds go down with the second round stink bombs? These other ones, the biggest point differential in any of the four games, 19.5, I like the under. Most points scored by one team, 39.5. Will a game go to overtime, plus 250? Will any team score a defensive or special teams touchdown? Yes, $3. At Bet365, I called Ben in New Brunswick. I did the four-team parlay. I'm going to do the it's plus 240. So what we want? We got great quarterbacks.
Well, for the
Don't
most part.
Turn it over, right? I mean, who would scare you there?
Well, who's going to get you, though? Give us that breakdown. If you lose that bet, where's it coming from? Just to kind of like prepare yourself
I think it would be a punt return that I'd have to fade. That would worry me the most, out of that one.
I mean, the two quarterbacks that come to mind would be Mayfield and Goff.
Pick six?
Yeah.
How about a strip sack, scoop and score?
That can happen.
Yeah. But that's hard to handicap. But that's, I think I'm worried about a punt return. Will it be a successful onside kick, as you mentioned? Yes, 5-1. Most passing yards, obviously Mahomes is the favorite there. The best odds, Rodgers, Allen 11-4, Brady 11-4. That's tough, though. I mean, that depends how these games go. Who knows? Who's behind early? Maybe Mahomes just does his thing anyways.
Sure.
Maybe Baltimore gets off to a lead, Allen. So, I mean, who knows? Most receiving yards, Adams 4-1, Diggs 5-1. So what does Baltimore do with Diggs? You know, do they double him? See, that's so many weapons that Allen has.
I know.
Okay, Diggs has led the league in yards, but you still have Beasley. You have Knox. You have Brown. He's got weapons. You got McKenzie.
Yep.
Got some weapons.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to see
he does.
What they try to do on the ground, though, because they ran it at times against the Colts. But it was too much of this, you know, plan stuff by Allen. But certainly he's dangerous, too. I think his prop is too low. I think Allen can go over because he can move. Thomas, 6-1. Kelsey 6-1, Hill 6-1. Some of these, I mean, come on.
Well, I love this breakdown with Diggs. Like, who's going to win this matchup? Uh-huh. This is from Pro Football Focus.
Uh-huh.
The Ravens defense has played the second most snaps from man coverage this season. Allen has 19 passing touchdowns, second in the league, and 8.8 yards per attempt, third best against man coverage this year. Diggs leads the NFL in targets, catches, and receiving yards against man defenses, and Diggs owns a 36% target share when facing man. So we talk about Adams, how he's been uncoverable. Well, Diggs is in the same sentence. He's right there with him.
Yeah. Do you double him? How are they going to do that defensively, right? Who will have the most rushing yards this weekend? Kamara's the favorite. He's never had more than 75 yards against Tampa in his career.
I would not bet him.
He's the favorite.
Against this Buccaneers rush defense? I don't know how he's the favorite.
What are you reading on Jones? We didn't practice the other day.
Oh, he's going to be good to go.
Jones is good to go.
On Aaron Jones?
Okay.
Yeah, from what I was reading.
No. Tampa.
Oh, Ronald Jones.
Ronald Jones, who didn't play against Washington.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they just put, that's one book, just put any Bucs player 6-1. Because he went out, he got hurt in warm-ups against Washington. Fournette's prop was in the low 20s. He had 90 yards.
That's right.
So how Tampa, I don't think, they won't be able to run the ball anyways against
Dobbins. I don't think so. No. I think betting anybody in that game is probably a bad idea.
Dobbins is 8-1. Singletary, 9. Hunt, 12. Aaron Jones is 6. Chubb and Jackson, 5-1.
I don't mind Chubb.
The best odds.
I mean, who are you going to make a case for that's down the list? Maybe Kareem Hunt, like you said, 12-1? Passing yards is good because...
Oh, you can make a case for several guys.
Don't you think that... Man.
Would you be surprised if it's 21-0 Chiefs in the second quarter? You suddenly, Stefanski, throw out the game plan. I mean, this is...
No, and they're going to throw the football the entire time coming back. I'm also not going to be surprised if Arians and Brady throw the ball 52 times in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't run the football, and they give up on that, and they only run the ball like 10, 12 times, and meanwhile, he's going to throw it every single time the rest of the way. I can't see Goff leading the league in passing yards this weekend. He's 12-1. Lamar is 16-1. Maybe you're onto something there with Baker Mayfield at 9-1. Breeze is going to be all underneath stuff again, like we talked about. I know the Buccaneers defense, misleading passing defense numbers, but I don't think Breeze can beat them deep anyway. I don't think he's got the capability with his arm at this point.
We mentioned the Tampa guys, and it's an eclectic mix. They're all over the place. How about New Orleans? Sanders 17-1, Cook 15-1, first touchdown. Breeze 28-1. Hey, tried to sneak one in against the Bears.
I don't hate that.
That's a good play. He just pulled it back too soon. But if they get inside the two or the one.
Here, I don't think I gave you those numbers earlier on for first touchdown scored.
You did Tampa. You didn't do it. I don't think you got to New Orleans.
Did I? Okay. Yeah, Cook has scored their first touchdown a bunch of times so far this year.
All right. And Paul Charchian says he scores a touchdown at plus 220, I think he gave out yesterday.
Yeah, that was a big number. And Tonyan in the Packers game at plus 160. You can actually find a little bit better than that right now. Let me do the first touchdown scores here for the Saints.
This is great. You can find anything pretty much you're looking for. Scoreless quarter, team to score in every quarter, kickoff, punt return, defensive touchdown. I mean, you want to get nuts. I mean, you can even, will Josh Allen throw for 200 yards at points bet, minus 1250. Yep. Will Rodgers throw? Will Rodgers have 150 passing yards. That's up there. Would Adams get 50 receiving? I think anything you want.
I think Rodgers actually stays under his prop of 259, I believe it is. Yes. I don't think he's going to go for that much. Here's the breakdown of the Saints' first touchdown score so far throughout the entire season, going back to week one. So get this. Kamara scored the Saints' first touchdown 7 times this year, and he was the first touchdown scorer of a game 4 different times. I was kind of blown away by that, but he did it overall for the Saints 7 times on the year. Cook scored their first touchdown 3 times. Taysom Hill twice. And you think that came when Drew Brees got hurt. And Tre'Quan Smith did it twice for the Saints. I think you can find a deep dive here amongst the numbers in this prop in the Saints-Buccaneers game. And maybe a Cook would make sense. Maybe a Tre'Quan Smith and Emmanuel Sanders at a higher number. That's what I'm going to be looking for on Sunday for sure.
Let's run through everything because we got Lou coming in and eclectic mix here, MMA, hockey, and everything. But special teams, football outsiders, Baltimore 2nd, Bills 4th, New Orleans 5th, Cleveland 27th, Rams 30th, Green Bay 25th, Tampa 26th. I've been saying Green Bay is going to go out early because of the special teams and they fall asleep in the second half. We'll see if it comes to fruition. First half scoring, Green Bay number 1, Bills number 2, Baltimore number 3, Rams 22nd. First quarter scoring, Baltimore number 1. Second quarter scoring, Green Bay 1st, New Orleans 2nd, Bills 3rd, Rams 24th. Second half defense, Bills 27th, Cleveland 28th. Rams 2nd. See, they make the half, Bowles makes the halftime adjustments. I don't know what happened. Tampa's 3rd. First quarter, Tampa's 27th. Second half points, Tampa's 2nd. First half points per game defense, Baltimore 1st, Bills 2nd. That's surprising. Turnover differential. All these teams are top 10, with the exception of the Rams, who are minus 3 and 22nd.
Let's follow the money here on VSIN. Good stuff. V Sports Betting Network. Up next, we'll look at some of the updated odds for next head coach for certain NFL teams. That's coming up next here on VSIN.